Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, we're beginning the new Simon, Simon Shin Ches, on page 208. Dvar HaMetarma Asim LaTalta B'Shabbos. We went from things that you're allowed to speak about to things that you're allowed to permit or forbidden to move on Shabbos by Nun Be'Sifim, 52 paragraphs. Obviously, this is like what we know the Sugya of Muktzah regarding what are you allowed to move or not. Says Machab Sefal, Kol HaKel Metalim B'Shabbos. All utensils are movable on Shabbos. Chutz b'muktzah, except if it's set aside, machmas ches and kis, because of a loss of money. If you're going, for example, sakin shel shechita, a shechita knife, a soldering knife, a shamila, or a circumcision knife, bismol shel saparim, or the blades of a barber, v'sakin shel seifchim, or the knives of the scribe, shem sakin ba'akul mosim, that they use to fix the quills, akimin shem ekpidim, since they're very particular about these blades, not to use it for any other utility, because they don't want to get ruined. Very delicate. Also, not letting to move it on Shabbos. Even if you want to move the object for you need its place, or you need the item itself for some other purpose, not letting to move it. Even if they're stuck into their handle, with other, meaning with the holder, with other blades, with other knives, says Marili, not letting to move it. Says Machababuad, then same thing as the Kurnish of Basamim, for this thing that crushes the spices, as it continued to have kofeim and avshim. Like pidna love shleis lach, people are very particular that it doesn't get dirty, because the sum is very delicate. If it gets dirty, then it's going to affect the type, the smell of the fragrance. Hagasud ramav, what didn't something it's kelim and b'chal m'schera. Utensils that are designated for merchandise, the market, that means particular about them, it's b'seis of a name in maim and parakei, and the market, mishna parakam zayin. Says mishbrua, a whole introduction. It says, koidim, hine koidim shenavar simen zayin. It says, before we can explain this simen, I'm going to give a small introduction. The prohibition of moving muktzah that Chazal made as a boundary. His words are like this. The sages said it's forbidden to move some items on Shabbos. The way you do normally the new eating. Why did they come with this prohibition? They said like this. If the prophets warned and they commanded, the way you walk on Shabbos should not be the way you walk during the weekday. And not the way that you talk should be the way that on Shabbos where you talk during the weekday. Should not be like it says in the positive davar, the way you speak. Now you can understand where this is coming from the previous simon, which spoke about the way that you speak. All the more so that this simon is a kavachomer. That the way you move items on Shabbos, not be the way you move things on during the weekday, because speech is much more, much less severe than the actual action of moving an item. Shouldn't be like a weekday in his eyes. You ever like bia, and they come to pick up stuff, a lasak and kalim, and the figs mess, and the pinna from one corner to another corner, I mean, by slabayas, or from one house to another house, or let's say, avon lukitim, he's going to start putting away stones, or things like that. Should he bottle? Yesh beza, guys, you're not working on Shabbos, you're just sitting at home. Vivakish davish asik, but you can look for something to be keep busy with. People just can't be with themselves. And then Shalei Shabbos comes and the guy wasn't resting. So the whole reason of Shabbos, of that person should rest, is out the window. He's going to look, and he's going to be moving items that their work that's done with them is for prohibition. Let's say a pencil that's used to write. If we can let you move it, you might come to use it a little bit. You might come to do malacha. In the Balimonius, some of the people don't have a profession. They sit around, the lady gays, they don't have anything to do every day. If you're going to Tayalan, there's the people that sit in the corners and the guys that just are strolling around. Every day they're just not doing any work. Walk and talk and move things the way you normally do during other days of the week. It comes out that on Shabbos he doesn't look any different of a resting than he does during the rest of the week. Lefikach, therefore, shvisa b'dvarim elu, resting in these types of things, he shvisa shavu b'chol adam. That's equal that every person is going to have this type of resting. B'dvarim elu, so for all these things that we said, no gubi esat tilta, that's why they said you're not going to move certain items. But also, shalei talt od m'shabbos, they said it's forbidden for a person to move on Shabbos, el keil matzarach lam, only items that are necessary, like we're going to explain, ad kan l'shaynei, that's the words of the Rambam. But raiva nosan tam, the raiva gives the reason, shu gadla itza. That's actually a boundary for the malacha of carrying Shemnatal Talb Dabba Dabba, if we let you move every item, Yebal Deze, it's going to come through this, Gamalit Mishas Ayach Mishas Ram. You're going to come to carry you. If you're moving things, you might come to take it from the private domain to a public domain. Today, you should know, the Mikonat Seif Submission Yebez. From here, for the next few Simonim, Zbar Abach Halakim Shal Mokta. We're going to explain four categories of Mokta. Chelik Echad, number one, like we just mentioned this Seif, Mokta Machmas Kas and Kiss. Mukta because of a lack of loss of money. Dine that is klisha the makbar love. The utensil person's particular bachelor, if Kamal Iskalka doesn't want to get ruined and get dented. Chelik Shani, a second category, is Dava Shani Klis, where it's not a vessel, it's not a utensil. It's not an animal food, it's not a human food. You're going to have one of a condom, like stones and reeds and moys and money, but eats them and bukaris and wood and beams, and earth and sand, umays, a dead person, a balachayim, the living creature, a gregris, with simukim, and dried figs and dried grapes, shemunachim, and mokim, shemuzavshim, which they're placed in the place where they're drying up. Chol kaitim is a delichazi, or anything that has no, is not fit for anything. Miki, that category is called mukta machmas gufay. It's intrinsically mukta. Inherently, it's mukta. It has no fit utility. Chelik shlish, the third category, is klish malach tlaisa. The utensil that its primary work is for something that's prohibited. That's specific gimel. Chelik revi, the fourth category, is klish malach tlaheter. A utensil that its primary utility is for something that's permitted. But a munach labdavar mukta. But a mukta item is placed on it. By full of husu b'shabbos, even if it's removed on Shabbos. But kimitra yilav ben nishmasha, since it was on it by twilight. Then you have the principle of migadis kitzel ben nishmasha, since it's set aside for the twilight. It's kitzel kul yom, it's set aside for the whole day. There's also another two categories of mukta. Echa number one, davashayi ben nishmasha is mechuber. If something by twilight was attached, aymechus tzeder or was lacking, being trapped. That one explained that chazamtiv. Shane, there's another category is mukta machmas mitzvah. It's set aside because of the mitzvah that it's meant for. The wood of a sukkah or the ornaments of the sukkah. That will explain, God willing, the halachas of sukkah. Beredin Meilu, the explanation of these halachas, Mekanat Seif Simshon Beis, from here until the end of Simshon Beis, King Kaz Beis, that's how the Beis Yisrael writes. Lachin, Ma'ayin, Besimonim Eilu, different. One looks into these Simonim. Yavin called Ditten will understand every halacha is a chelik muktzu, which part, which category of muktzu it is. Says Mishmur Sivkat and Aleph. So he said, Kala Kelim Hulu, all the utensils that are could be taken on Shabbos, which Limud Mitzvah say is, a filik klish malach l'isr. Even the utensil that's primarily utility for something that's prohibited, nitlak upon them, it could be moved at least, let's say, guver mekamay, if you need its place or you need the item for something, let's say you need a screwdriver to crack open a nut. So, Gamal Siv Gimel, like we'll see later on, Siv Gimel. Siv cotton days, except for a muktzah that's chester and kiss. What somebody means to say is shemach, mas, chashash, shabbos, because of a concern of a loss, who makbarlim is particular about them, shalot, taught them not to move them, who makbar is a medaita, and therefore he sets it aside that I'm not going to use it, I don't want to get ruined, that's muktzah, you're not allowed to move that.
Siv cotton gimel, and another example of chester and kiss is, for example, the knife of the scribes. That they fixed the hakomasim, they fixed their quills. And Bahua then says the Mishpura, same thing as Shari Devarim. Other things, she makbar aleim, that a person in particular, shalish tamish bim tash mashach, not to be used for anything else. Kadish lis kalkul, that it doesn't get ruined. Kagun megir gadayil, a large saw, shem nasim bazakaris, that they use to cut the beams, or isakar chalchad sonim, or the knife of the people that, the leather tanners, oinyar chalak, shem lakhsiva, or the blank paper that's ready to be used for writing, commercial cost, anything something like that. Siv cotton dowd. So it's not being moved to such stuff that's muksa machmas chasarnkis, even if it's for you need the place or even letzerch gufoy. You need the thing itself lemlocha acher shal heta to be used for some other permitted utility. Still, it's forbidden to be moved. And the Ramah said that even if it's these knives are in the handle with other knives, it's forbidden to be latatle, sikot and hey, pidish. Eisa sakin shal seifrim, that knife of the scribes, also tatle, you're not allowed to move it. How many you would have thought to say the hoyle butachim shasakin, since it's stuck with the other knives, you're not particular, but that's what they're telling you, that's forbidden. Now, hanadin the masakinim, but says the Mishuru, of course, yeah, the case with the knife, shal latatle, you're allowed to move the afshu gamke mitrech, even though that forbidden knife is also inside of it, the hanas basal is olahatr. The case is a base for something prohibited and permitted, and umutl naragam, and so you're allowed to move it. It's not just a bustable devar ha'asr. Umutl naragam, can this is a second, you also allowed to shake out this knife from what's inside of it. Now, if this knife this knife is more significant than the other knives that are permitted, then us azal tata not and clothing, not allowed to move the case at all. Ayin soib simit shun yud. Sivkat and vav. And the same thing we said is for these the spice crusher, where shemak bin alav, the particular shouldn't get dirty. Vimu einemak, but now if it's not particular, lo havle didei muktzemak l'schasern kesser, the magram for such a person, it would not be such a severe level of muktzah. Sivkat and zayin. The Ramah says, same thing is vessels that are utensils that are designated for business. Sivkat and zayin, makvalim is particular about them. Shalol l'shtamach b'em, that it shouldn't be utilized, kedei shalei skalkul, that it shouldn't get ruined. So that's also muktzah. It's not particular about them, even though they're designated for business and sudden it's and it puts in the surahs, Gamkin Charlotte still would be permitted to move it. The Gemara considers also many other things that are also included in this category. For example, the certain types of weaver's tools or the large saw that's used to cut beams and the beam of a plow, this peg of the plow, which the Rif and the Rush quoted, and all of them. The reason is because it's particular about them, so he designates a place for them, and they consider it as Muksma, Machmas, Chesaron, Kis. Some of the dirshus, dirsh number one, even though that, according to this reason, that one of the reasons that the Mishmur burden is like Dhamma, that Muktz is forbidden because you're going to come to carry out from Shazirah to Shazirah, it should also be forbidden to move even permitted utensils and food items from the concern that you might come to carry them from one domain to another domain. So Rashi Masechtas Beya explains that, right, but we don't make Gzera that most of the community would not be able to withstand. Dish number two, now, even though monies function for a purpose for buying and things like that, and this girl explains, still they're not considered as a kli, which, you know, even a kli shem lachtel iser, it's not a vessel, it's not a utensil, because the utility is not done with the actual thing itself, like a table and a chair. It's just through, as a medium, you could go buy things and transport them from one domain to another domain. And so it's regarding a ticket. His opinion over there is considered muktzah machmas gufa for that reason, and that's the opinion also of Rabbi Yashiv, that it's muktzah. And meaning like a credit card. And also regarding a magnetic card, for example, let's say getting to the hospital or some other card, this girl says, not sure, maybe it's considered muksa makmas gufa. For that reason, it comes out that, because the card itself has no utility, that so one should be stringent, lamaisa, and specifically if sometimes a person particular that shouldn't be used for other things, then for sure it would be considered muksa makmas gufa and kiss. Dish number three, a person's ID, or passport, or that the people are particular about them. The Mechel Shabbos on Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes that it has a locha like Muksa Machmas Chesaron Kis, and that's built by Yashiv, and he adds on, same thing would be by a marriage certificate and all those types of things. Dish number four, regarding lamps that a person is particular about them, the Pin Chaznish that is considered like a Muksa Machmas Chesaron Kis. Trubis Agus Maisha writes that the our lamps are not considered but just a Kli Shem Lachtel Iser, that it's generally used for something prohibited, which is a fire, and you're allowed to move them. If they weren't lit on the Shabbos, for the purposes of Gufa Mukaima, according to Rosh Hashanah, in the place where the lamps are like an ornament for the house, they're not considered as Muksa Machmas Chesaron Kis. Dish number five, regarding electric utensils, for example, a telephone, or a camera, or a tape, that person in particular not to utilize them, some other types of utilities, Shabbos Yigzimash writes, Shabbos Yolitzin, that they're considered Muksa Machmas Chesaron Kis. That's a pin of the Yashim also, and Miskarelis. Now, only vessels like these, like I mentioned Mishnah Berurah, that are designated for a prohibited malacha, they have a malacha like Muktzah Mechmas Chesaron Kis, the way it's explained in Shabbos Erev Litzi, and that since it's not possible to utilize them on Shabbos for what they're designated for, because it's a malacha sisser, and even particular about them not to use them for other things that are permitted, so there's no utility on Shabbos, and they're totally set aside. However, utensils that their malacha is for heter, for example, let's say, a becher or an expensive garment, even though a person is very particular about them, that does not make them as Muktzah Machmas Chesaron Kis, as Brut and Shachanach Rav, and Teis Shabbos. That since that it's given to be utilized for a purpose that's permitted, that's what it is needed for, a person does not totally set them aside. For this reason, a microscope or things like that, some holds that they're not Muktzah because the malacha is for something that's permitted, even though they're very expensive. However, a klishim lach lehetel that you're particular not to move it at all, and you designate a place because of its significance, for example, let's say a wall clock or expensive armoire that you consider that they're going to get ruined, which someone holds, that they're considered moksa machmas chesaron kis, as it's brought in to a tefillah David regarding certain merchandise that you're particular not to use it at all. Tradition number six, even in our times that there's no significance for just a one single piece of paper, it's considered muktzah machnas b'sar kiz, because a person that's intelligent does not waste paper that he can write on. That's a binyan zikarelitz that has a lacha like muktzah machnas b'sar kiz, because a person in particular not to utilize a paper for like a good piece of paper for some other things. However, Tribbet Shabbat Levi writes, in our times the paper is not muktzah machnas b'sar kiz, and that's binyan liyashim shalom zaman. However, regarding paper that the owner is particularly regarding because it's precious, for example, let's say colored paper or something like that, the Tribbet Shabbat Levi writes that it has a lacha like muktzah machnas b'sar kiz. And so too, if you have a loose leaf with many pages, some zaman will yashav hold, it's considered machas kesar and kiss, like a whole booklet. For those who hold that it's forbidden to move empty paper for the reason that it does not have a locha as a kli, and has locha like muksa machmas gufay. Look at Shulchan Acharav, Shabbos Moshe, Shabbos Yitzchak. This is number seven. Regarding a machberes, a booklet, that on one page of it is written Chiddushei Torah, but on the rest of the pages are empty. Chaznesh holds that it's not mukta because of the part that's written is considered more significant than the part that's not written anything. And even to move around and flip through the empty pages, this girl holds it's permitted, and that's the opinion of Moshe. Nadim Shlomo Zalman is not sure about this, and therefore he instructs, it's good to refrain from doing that. However, a machberes that's written part of it, mundane matters that are permitted to read, this girl is not sure if it's permitted to flip through the empty pages over there, because what's not written over there is what's written over there is not so significant. Now, if you have some type of a loose leaf that you have pages that are empty and empty, Tribbet Zigmund writes that if he keeps the pages in the loose leaf in such a way so that he could take out a page that's written in it a mistake, if that's the case, he doesn't want that the pages to be connected as one thing, and if it's forbidden to move the whole loose leaf. However, if his intention is not that it should be easy to take out the pages when he wants to print them, but most of the time he wants that they should be together, so then it's considered as one vessel, it's permitted to move the whole thing. However, if Shlomo Zalman holds, that's permitted to move it in all types of situations, because the empty pages are meant to be moved together with the loose leaf. Contra Niskarelz, it's only if the pages are connected on the side with glue, then it's considered as a machperis, and then you let it move it, but not when they're separated and put into just a type of a clip. Now, regarding a keychain, you have many keys that are forbidden to be moved together in the keychain. So Tribbet Mechaz Yitzchak writes that you have to remove those keys that are muktzah from before Shabbos. That's also been from Zalman. He explains that it's not similar to the loose leaf, where you don't have to remove the empty pages from before Shabbos, because by a keychain, each key is designated for its own utility, and therefore it's considered independent, which is not the case by the loose leaf, that's considered as one thing, as a sefer or a machperes. Issue number nine, a pocket knife, that part of the knives over there that are considered like muktzah machmas kesar kiz, and they're considered more significant than the other knives over there, Mechel Shabbos on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is inclined, the lecher would be forbidden to move it on Shabbos. The Das Torah writes that if the blades that are forbidden are closed, and the permitted ones are open, then you could be lenient to move it. Dish number 10, even kelim that malachtam al leheter, for example, let's say spoons and knives, Chaznish writes that when they're meant to be sold, and it's particularly not to use them, so that they shouldn't look used, they have a halacha like muktzah machmas kesar kiz. Even the clay that's malach leheter, it's applicable to be muktzah. If he sets it aside, even from its permitted utility, and forbidden to move it, even if he makes it now that he wants to always use it, and even if the knife breaks, and he wants to take it from the store for his own personal utility, it's still forbidden entirely for that Shabbos. Now, the utensils that he's not particular about them, not to use them before they're sold, for example, let's say some type of towel that the seller does not hold back from wearing it at times, Chaznish writes, or a scarf, let's say, that they're not mukta and you're allowed to move them on Shabbos. That's also been from Iskarelis, that regarding glass cups, that since the seller is not particular not to use them before they're sold, because you can't really tell that they were used, so then they don't have the halacha like muktzah machmas kesar kiz. And he adds on that same thing would be regarding svarim, that the seller is not so particular not to look at, that people shouldn't, you know, because people look into it before they buy it. Now then, Shlomo Zalman holds that if the seller made up in the middle of Shabbos that he doesn't want to sell the kli, he just wants to take it for himself, the kli is not considered muktza from that point onwards, only if he takes it to use it a little bit and then to put it afterwards into store, then it remains muktza. mukta, totally mukta. Look what the Jewish Ebenezer says regarding this. Narachaim, Simtom Pes, Isabel. Now, Kelim of Pesach, the rest of the year, Boyashiv holds that since it's particular about them not to use them the rest of the year, they have a locha like mukta makla chasan kis. Some Zalman is not sure about this because maybe you could compare it to a garment that is particular to wear it on a designated, on a specific yomtiv. However, he's allowed to wear it even on the Shabbos and the rest of the day of the year. According to Rav Vazna and Rav Nisgar Elts, it's permitted to move them. Dish number 11, Sutta Esregim, that are meant to be for merchandise for selling before the Yom Tov Sukkot, if someone holds, has a locha like Muktzah Mechlas Sarn Kis, so you can't touch those Esregim. So regarding someone bought new utensils or garments, and he has regret, and he wants to return to the store after Shabbos, and therefore he's particular not to use them, so they shouldn't look used, Shemazam holds, has a locha like Muktzah Mechlas Sarn Kis, and that's the pinnacle of Yashiv and Rizkir Elts. Regarding a Luluva Esreg, there's particular about them that they shouldn't be moved because he doesn't want to become apostle, so Shabbos writes, has a locha like Muktzah Mechlas Sarn Kis, and that's a Nishmas Odom. That's a penalty. Yashiv, also regarding Hadassah.